three keywords. Can we say it together?
Eat, digest, assimilate. One more time. Eat, digest, assimilate.
Talk to somebody.
Eat, digest, assimilate.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The whole Bible can be summarized with these three words. Eat, digest, assimilate. Did you know that entire Bible is talking about eating? You know, right? Genesis chapter 2, after God created Adam and built Eve, God brought them before what? Which tree?
Tree of life.
The tree of knowledge of good and evil was next to it, but before the tree of life. To what? To eat. Because the Bible says it was good for food. It was good for food. So God wanted Adam and Eve to eat the tree of life and live forever.
Amen.
Because that tree of life represented God Himself, the triune God. But then unfortunately, Adam and Eve, they didn't choose the tree of life, which is Jesus Christ, but they chose tree of knowledge, which represented Satan. So that's the one problem comes, when they ate the tree of knowledge, good and evil, right? So the entire Bible is talking about food, eating. Jesus says, I am the living bread. John 6, the whole chapter is talking about eating. I am the living bread, right? I am the bread that came from heaven. Jesus says, if you don't eat me, my flesh, and don't drink my blood, you have no part with me. Jesus said, John 6, 57, he who eats me will live by me. Everybody say, he who eats me will live by me. And Jesus says, I live by my Father. That one he didn't. But Jesus lived by his Father all the time. By living in the Father. By being in the Father. Likewise, Jesus says, if you eat me, you will live by me. Oh, the greatest life on this planet is to live by Jesus Christ. Because he will never fail. Right? Isn't that true? He will never fail. So if you live by Jesus, you will never fail. You will have a victorious life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So you will live by Jesus if you eat him. Right?
Yeah.
After Genesis, let's go to Exodus. God used Moses to lead Israelites out of Egypt, right? By how? Through the very important events, right? That happened in Egypt. What was that? Passover. Now, what did Israelites do on the day of Passover? They ate the lamb. Yeah, Old Testament, we know, it's a picture, right? It's a symbol, right? It's a prophecy. All the animals in the animals and the figure, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the people, events, everything is pointing to one person in the New Testament, and his name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So the lamb, Israelites had to eat the lamb. The lamb was Jesus. Right? They had to eat unleavened bread and the bitter herbs. It's all talking about Jesus. They went to the desert, crossed the Red Sea, they went to the desert, and they had to eat what? Huh? Not manna this time. And then, not only manna, they had to drink the living water, right? From the rock. Jesus was the rock. And then they crossed the Jordan River, and they finally went to the good land, the land of promise. What do they eat? Now they ate very quality food, not just manna. Manna was good, but Israelites did not have to work for it. It just came from heaven, right? Like you are eating manna right now, for example. You are hearing the message, right? And you say, amen. You're not working for it. I work for it, right? You understand? I labor to make this sermon, right? You understand? So who's more blessed here? Because I labor it, because I work at it, right? Guess what? I am really blessed when I prepare this message. Do you understand? When you prepare a message for somebody, you work at it, you labor, you pray over it. You know what? You are the most
blessed person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The teacher, student, who's more blessed?
Teacher.
Teacher,
not the student. You see what I'm talking about? So in the good land, the Israelites, they labor, right? They labor, they work hard on the good land, and they ate the mineral food. The Moses generation, they only ate the manna, but Joshua's generation, they ate the mineral food. Oh, praise the Lord. God wants us to eat the mineral food. Amen.
Amen.
Because the mineral food is strong enough to make you warrior. To make you a bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Manna cannot make you bride and warrior. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Come to church on Sunday and listen to sermon cannot make you warrior and bride. But Monday through Saturday, you have to work at it. You have to labor with the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm glad Sister Marifette, she read something. She's reading the Bible and reading this life series, right? She's reading. I'm glad. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, we become what we eat. Can we repeat that, please, together? We become what we eat. Okay? Say somebody, you become what you eat.
You become what you eat.
Amen. Oh, you become what you eat. Amen. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Do you agree? Why am I losing my stomach, tummy, and my weight? Why am I? It has to do with eating, actually. It has to do with eating. And I'll tell you later more. It has to do with eating. Spiritually speaking, eating is everything. Eating is the way, is the only way to contain God, to contain Jesus. To be one with Jesus, you have to eat. Physically speaking, we have to eat 3 times a day, right? Or some of you love eating, you eat 4 times or 5 times a day, right? Do you? Brother Morris, how many times do you eat? whenever you have chance, you eat, right, don't you? So, we are living container. We contain. Amen. If you eat junk food, if you eat pizza and hamburger, right? Cheeseburger or kimchi burger or whatever. You eat this burger, right? The junk food, the fast food for 1 month. Nothing else but hamburger and pizza and chicken all the time. 1 month. What do you think? Can you imagine? How about 1 year, brother? From now, one whole year, you're eating the junk food. Chocolate, right? Ice cream, all those junk food. Just 1 year. What's going to happen?
Heart
attack. Heart attack. Huh? Yeah. You understand. Get this very clearly, brothers and sisters. Now, the blessing that I have received through the preparation of this message, I want you to be blessed. I want your eyes to be open today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even while you're listening to the message, this is spiritual warfare, my friend. Because Satan does not want you to have life, an abundant life, but Christ wants to give to you abundant life in your spirit.
Amen.
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 So, we become what we eat. Eating is everything, actually. Eating is so important. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, I went to a hospital to check up something about my health and my wife, actually. And I was very surprised. It was not long ago. When I went, they check what food is good for my constitution. Now, each person has a constitution. Your body constitution. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, you cannot eat everything and digest. You cannot eat everything and it's good for you. No. Some food is actually harmful for you. And I'm gonna show you, I'm gonna prove it today. And you're gonna be, wow, what is this? Later. I'm excited about this. Anyway, so I'm in the hospital and then they check by checking my pulse.
My tube here on the wrist.
They check my pulse and then they figure out what constitution of my body is. They also check my health, what is the age of my body. Now I'm 49 years old, but they check and then it came out to be 70s. I'm like a little shocked. I'm like, what? My health age is 70s. Can I tell your age? Do you mind, Rachel? Actually, I'm a little comforted because I'm only 70 and she's late 70. Little comforted. But we are 70s. I'm like, what is this? And then the doctor was saying there was a grandma who came here to check, and she was in 70s. But her age, the physical body age was 40s. The color came out green, very young age. My color came out dark, you know? So, and then doctor was also surprised, you're over 70 years old and your health is like 40s. And then the doctor checked with her, and the doctor found out she was eating from the baby the right food. Wow. And guess what? She didn't even exercise that much. And she has 40s age, your health in 70s. What? She ate the right food. It's amazing, isn't it? So since then, my prayer is, oh God, get me back to 40s. help me to return to 40s health. I'm sure God will. Amen.
Amen.
But next year I'm 50, so I better quickly recover my health, huh? Listen, so I'm gonna demonstrate now, okay? I'm gonna demonstrate, okay? In every person here, including myself, there's a positive energy and negative energy. Let's try it with yes, Jessica, come here. In your body, there's a positive energy, okay, and negative energy. Do you understand? Now this palm, when you go like this, go like that. This is a negative energy, all right? When she goes like this, this is positive energy, right? This looks better, or this looks better? Of course, right? Why? This is positive, you understand?
Yeah.
So let's check her energy now.
We're gonna check the energy. If you don't believe me, you can come and check it. Feel the strength too, all right? So I'm not playing with you. This is a very holy time. Okay. And this is a all in test. Okay, go ahead, right? Okay. This is the negative energy, right? Now I'm gonna test her strength. You wanna try? Do you believe or you don't believe? You should try. Right. Feel the strength now. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, feel the strength. No.
Don't move.
Try. Try. Okay. This and then go to the positive. Okay, go. Try. Which one is more strength? This one or the other one? This one, right? Why this is positive? Amen? Okay. So I'm gonna say yes. I need a help here.
Oh, more water.
Which one you like the best? You've been eating? Peach. Okay, so she's been eating peach. This was my favorite food too. I wait 1 year to eat peach. But you know what? I found out peach does not fit with me. Actually, it's a harmful for me. So let's test her. Okay, you hold the peach to your stomach, right? And then let's test the energy. Put the strength here.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
I did.
No strength at all. You want to try? Just, you have a doubt, so you have to try. It's like a promise.
Try.
Okay. Do you like also apple, right? Well, not too much. She likes peach apple. Let's try apple. Try. There's strength, right? You see that? Okay. Now, apple is good for her. Just carefully.
For me.
Okay, shh. Apple is good for her. Peach is harmful for her.
Now,
she's been eating peach, right, in her entire life. This will do good for her. Or not good for her. This will give her strength, energy, or this will take out her energy. This will take out her energy. So, even myself,
I love peach, and I have been eating it. But since after I found out this truth, I was able to stop it. I still like peach, but I'm not going to eat it. Rachel, her and myself, we are totally opposite. I love peach, she loves apple. But this will give her, right, bad energy. This will give her good energy. To me, this is not good. Okay, so you sit down. So some of you are saying, she looks weak. So you gotta try with a brother, huh? Right? Brother has more strength, huh? Okay. Do you think Toki has a strength? Okay. Let's try with the Indian power.
Indian power. All right. Now first, let's try with the negative and positive. Negative. Which one do you feel more power?
This is more
power. Much more power. Okay. Which fruit do you eat, enjoy the most?
Apple?
Sisters, okay? I'm trying to tell you, you become what you eat. Those of you, you tested, you're convinced. Are you convinced, Jessica? You have strength, right? Certain food is fruit, you don't have strength, right? So, guess what? What if you've been eating the food that was not good for you? For all throughout your life, you've been eating the bad food. Obviously, it will harm your health, isn't it? Right? Spiritually speaking, what if you eat? Huh? What if you eat health gospel? What if you eat prosperity gospel? What if you eat religious gospel? What if you eat, you understand, unhealthy gospel? Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there are very unhealthy gospels out there, right? In the churches, isn't it? Oh, praise the Lord for Christ and the church. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we have to eat the right gospel. Amen. Because this will determine your future. Okay, so you heard this illustration by Sister Rachel, flamingo bird. Remember the word, the flamingo bird? Flamingo bird. It's a white color, right? It's a white color. When they're born, it's white color. Why they become pink color? Because they are eating microorganism, which is pink color. So when they're born, flamingo bird, when they're born, they're white. But they're eating pink color microorganism. So eventually they become pink. Because you become what you eat. My brothers and sisters, I pray that your eyes will be open today. And you have the vision of this eating. That's why the Bible talks about eating so importantly, so seriously. Because you become what you eat. During this morning revival, we talk about life and death, right? Every people that you touch, you receive something. Did you know that? You know what I'm talking about? If I meet a brother here, and this brother is talking negatively for 1 hour, or 2-3 hours, talking to me negatively, worldly, fleshly, and deadly, guess what's gonna happen? I have touched the death. And death has come into me. You understand? And then for talking with him for 3 hours, deadly talking, worldly talking, and then you try to pray. Go ahead, you'll see what happens. You try to pray. You try to call on the name of the Lord. You will sense a difference in your spirit. It is very important who you meet. Okay? It is very important what you say, the conversation you have with other people. Because we become what we eat. Oh, that's why we need the life, the proper church life. That's why we need brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, listen. God made each person to eat, right? Even the animal, for example, right? Cow eats what? Cow eats what?
Grass.
You sure? The big cow eats grass. Giraffe eats grass, right? Elephant eats grass. Do you understand? There are many different kinds of animals, but those animals, they eat grass versus animals who eat meat, like lion or tiger, right? Or any other. Okay. Okay. Now, so what if cow don't eat the grass, but cow eats the meat? What's gonna happen? Huh? What? Have you heard of this phrase? Mad cow disease? Which country was that? They try to feed the cow the meat so that they were thinking that, wrongly thinking, they will make cow stronger and taste better. So they will sell it better, make more money. So they made a serious mistake by feeding cow the meat. And then, as a result, mad cow disease came, right? Medical terminology, it's hard to say this, but I'm going to try to say it now, okay? Bovine spawn giform encephalopathy. This is the disease name. Another word for this is mad cow disease. And there's a holes everywhere in the cow's bone. And then he becomes crazy. That's why it's called mad cow. And then if people eat that cow meat, what's going to happen? You imagine that. See what I'm saying? Cow is meant to eat grass, not meat. Oh, Lord Jesus, as the believers of God, as the believers of God, we are meant to eat the Word of God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And we can eat the Word of God through prayer. Amen?
Amen?
Just because you are reading the Bible, that doesn't mean you are eating. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, listen. Brothers, come on. I'm on to something very, very important here now, okay? So the first thing is, okay, let me follow this because I might get, okay, let me follow this, okay? So first, know the importance of eating, okay? The Bible is full of it, of the importance of eating. Even okay, Genesis, I covered the Old Testament, right? If we go to the New Testament, book of John talks about eating. And then Revelation, the last book of the Bible, ends with eating, right? We know that. It ends with the tree of life. The overcomers will eat the hidden manna. The overcomers will eat the tree of life. Remember, Revelation 3:20, remember, Jesus says, "Behold, I knock at the door. Whoever hears my voice opens the door, I will go into him and have what? Dine. Eat together." It's all about eating. Listen, Jesus Christ is preparing his feast, a huge party, spiritual party, feast, wedding feast in the air, and the overcomers will be raptured and will participate that wedding feast.
Amen.
And the wedding feast, I believe, is coming. Oh, hallelujah. I have a desire to participate that wedding feast. That's my desire. Amen. How about you? Do you want to participate in that wedding?
Yes.
If you participate in the wedding, you are blessed, Bible says, Revelation 19. If you don't participate, what's going to happen? You have to go to tribulation, right? Oh, Lord Jesus. It's all about eating. The eating is the main point in the Bible. We have to eat Jesus. Now Jesus wants to come into you. What did I just say? Jesus wants to what? Jesus does not want to just help you. Oh, my whatever, my brother, my disciple. Oh, let me help you. So many times, look. So many times we pray like, oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, help me with this. Help me to get a good grade. Help me to be more healthy. Help me to get more money. Help me. And Jesus said, enough. I want to enter into you.
Amen.
And I want to live in you.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be one with you.
Amen.
Don't say, help me. I am there in you.
Amen.
When you say, help, what? He's not in me, isn't it? Oh, what we need to do is we have to let him live. We have to let him speak. We have to let him design and plant and lead us and guide us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, the Savior is not outside of you. He's in you.
Amen.
He's in you. Oh, hallelujah. This is the greatest news, wonderful gospel, that Christ lives in you.
Amen.
Do you believe this?
Amen.
Every day when you wake up from sleep, you need to remind yourself, oh, God lives in me. God is in me. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Now, he's a life-giving spirit. Okay. So we need to eat. We can eat Jesus by listening to the word of God, by calling on his name, through prayer reading, through prophesying. You know those brothers come here and prophesying? You know what? They're eating more than just hearing. And we eat Jesus by saying amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen means I agree, right? Not only it means I agree, it means I'm sure and positive that the word of God will be fulfilled. The word of God will fulfill. Do you understand? The word of God will never return void. It will fulfill its promise and its word. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, so you can only eat Jesus, okay, when we open our mouth and heart and our spirit. Amen. We are open vessel, not closed vessel. Amen. When you leave, if you are married, you're a couple, listen, you need to be open. If you're closed, there's a big problem. For within a couple, you have to open. Be open. You have to open everything, actually. No hidden secret. You have to open up. Likewise, before God, we have to open ourselves. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And the way to do that is to call on his name.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, come on, brothers and sisters. The more you tire, the more you got to say it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The more you keep your mouth shut and closed, okay, there's going to be more dim and darkness in you will creep in. So the more tired, the more the feeling depressed and feeling disappointed, you have to say it. Oh, Lord Jesus. And it will just cast all those darkness away. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. So, okay, let me go to the now second part. So, eat, digest. Eat, digest, right?
Next.
So, now, let's say I ate banana. No. It's not good for me. The only good fruit here I can find is an apple. That's good for me. So let's say I ate apple, right? So eating is one thing. And this is what I'm trying to get to you today. Magdalene? Eating is good, very important. If you don't eat, you're not becoming, right? You become what you eat. Now, after eating, what's the second important thing is?
Digest.
Now, if you eat and you're not digesting, what's going to happen? You come out, right? You eat, you come out. So, you know, diarrhea, right? Huh? If you eat and you have diarrhea, it just come out, isn't it? If you are healthy, I heard that if you're healthy, your tongue should look like, I'm sorry to speak, huh? You know what I'm saying? If it's watery, you're not healthy. Huh? So, whatever you eat, it will come out, right? But listen, only if you digest well, it will be part of you. Isn't that true? Eating is important, but after you eat and you're not digesting it, then it will not become your constitution. It will not become assimilate. Assimilate means it will become one with your body, right? One with you. So It is so important to digest. Now, I thought about this and meditate and then said, huh, okay. So we have to eat, that's one thing. Another thing we need to digest. So we gotta have a what? To digest, Brother Maurice, to eat and digest, we're gonna have, you gotta have a what? Good? You gotta have a good stomach. You gotta have a good heart. You have a good lung, liver. You have to have a good organs, actually, to digest. If something is wrong, one part of your organ is, something is seriously wrong, then it will, yeah, it will not help you for digestion. So here's a spiritual meaning, brothers. Okay, when we eat Jesus, spiritually speaking, when we eat Jesus, if we don't have good heart, we will not be able to digest it. I say it again. If you don't have a good heart, you are eating, but you're not digesting. If you're not digesting, there's no assimilation, there's no confirmation of Christ. Now, think about this. Think about this now. There are some believers, they eat Jesus for 10 years, 20 years, and their life is not changing. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
You have seen those people, right?
Right.
Maybe I'm one of them. I don't know. Do you see, don't you know what I'm talking about? Yes, eating is very important in the Bible. But second, if you don't digest, if you don't have a good heart, if you don't have a good land, then the seed is sown, but it's not growing. It's not growing. It's not bearing fruit. Bible said, if you don't bear fruit, the Bible will cut. Bible said, you will be cut it and thrown into fire. Right? What's important from Father's perspective is that you bear fruit, because Jesus Christ is the vine and we are the branch. We are connected to the vine, and we need to bear fruit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we bear fruit, we glorify the Father.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
She said, oh, something happened to her. She began to call on the name of the Lord. Before, it was kind of religious God, but now it's a real God, living God. And now she has a heart of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is transformation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She's eating it and she's digesting it. Amen.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? She's growing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. We have to eat and let it grow. So there's two kinds of eating. Eating in sowing, eating in harvesting. Which one do you want to eat? Eating in sowing is just eating and sowing and nothing happened. But eating and harvesting is you are eating it and then the seed is growing and bearing fruit. Which one do you like? Eating and harvesting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, every Lord's Day, when you come to church, every Lord's Day, you are eating the Word of God. And don't just hear with one word, one ear, and let it out in another ear. Right? Don't just hear and then just be the hearers of the word and deceive yourself. No, we have to eat and digest. Hallelujah. And in order to digest, we got to have a good heart. Amen. Now, in the New Testament, we're talking about there's a parable of the good soil, right? What kind of soil? Full soil, right? Roadside, rocky, thorn, and good land, right? Good soil. The roadside is talking about non-believers. The seed is sown and then takes away. Birds come and take it away, right? It's non-believers. What about the rocky? Oh, you love the money, love of the world, right? The seed will not grow deep, rooted in deeply, right?
Yeah.
What about thorn? Seed is sown and then it's coming out, but there's thorn. Many worries of the world will choke you, right? It's not growing there too. Don't you have worries? Worries about your family, worries about your kids, worries about this and that. Oh, worry means that we don't have faith. If we have faith, we will not worry. If you are worried, that means you don't have faith and you're not praying. If you're praying, you will not have worry. If you're worried, that means you're not praying. Are you getting it? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So only the good land, when the seed is sown, it will grow. Oh, praise the Lord. We have to not only eat, but we have to digest. Everybody say it. You have to not only eat, but you have to digest. So you need to have the good heart. Everybody say good heart.
Good heart.
Good heart.
Good heart.
Soft heart.
Soft heart.
Pure heart.
Pure heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here's the thing. Let me be honest with you, brothers. Here's the thing. Many times, and many people don't know their heart is hard. Including myself, many times we don't know how our heart is. The constitution of our heart, we're not aware of it many times. So then, when something happens, we go right back to that bitterness that we have in the past because of a certain person, or something happened in the past, you have the bitterness in your heart, right? Therefore, there's a thorn and rockies in your heart. The seed of the word is sown and it's not growing because of that bitterness. Oh, Lord Jesus, therefore, it is a must that every day we come to before God and say, oh, Lord, soften my heart. Amen. Oh, Lord, touch my heart. Amen. Oh, Lord, purify my heart. Bible says, blessed are those who are pure in heart.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus, search my heart, oh God. I believe that's Psalm 139, 23, 24. It says, David confessed, oh, Lord, search my heart, oh God. Know my heart. Know my wickedness. See if there's a sin in my heart and lead me in the way of everlasting. Lead me in the way of everlasting. So, like a David's prayer, we need to pray every day. Search my heart to see if any there's a hidden sin. Search my heart if there's any unforgiving spirit.
Amen.
Search my heart if there's any bitterness.
Amen.
Search my heart if there's any idols. Loving the money, loving the world, loving women, loving, you know. So we need to search our heart.
Amen.
Because if not, look, if there's a bitterness and your heart is full of darkness, and then when you eat, it's not growing.
Mm.
It's not growing. It's not bearing fruit because of the heart issue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord Jesus, may God touch our heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, can you put your hands in your heart? Even now, listen, don't just listen, all right, as a some kind of religious activity. No, we got to pray now, right? Can we pray together? Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, we need clean heart, pure heart,
soften heart.
We need new heart. Oh, we let go of every bitterness, unforgiving
heart,
selfish heart,
arrogance,
pride. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Touch my heart. Cleanse me now. Cover my heart with your blood. Oh, every day, reveal what's in my heart. Every moment. Oh, Lord, make your home in my heart. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, amen. Let's sing this song, All to Jesus. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. Right after Israelites came out of Egypt, Exodus chapter 15, the first place they arrived, the name of the place was called what? It was called Mara. Mara means bitterness. Listen, in the heart of Israelites, God had to deal with bitterness before they eat manna on chapter 16. They had to experience Exodus chapter 15, Mara, in order to eat manna in 16, so that there will be transformation and confirmation. After they eat manna, 16, 17, chapter 17 is living water. And the later verses of 17 is Amalekite. Do you see the order here? After you deal with your bitterness, then you can eat manna. After you eat manna, then you can drink living water. Some people, they call on the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, they call on the name of the Lord. So many times, so many years, and their life is not changing. Why is that? Because they have not dealt with manna. Just because you come to church on the Lord's Day and eating manna, don't think that you will grow. No. You have to deal with your heart first. And then eat manna. After you eat manna, then you can start drink Jesus. Drink the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you drink Spirit enough, then you can go to chapter 17 and fight with the Amalekites, God's enemy. The Amalekite means self. The greatest enemy is not outside of you. It's inside of you. His name is self. My own self is the greatest enemy. Pride. P-R-I-D-E. Center word for pride is I. I is the greatest enemy. It is when you dealt with yourself, I, Amalekites, then you're ready to cross the Jordan River and enjoy the abundant blessings. Milk and honey in the good land.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, eat, digest, and assimilate. This is God's purpose for all of us. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to eat. Amen.
Amen.
And digest. Amen.
Amen.
So you gotta pray this prayer before God, right? Oh God, am I digesting what I am eating? If I'm not digesting well, if I'm not growing, if I'm not bearing fruit, oh, you need to examine yourself, examine your heart. Oh Lord, reveal all the bitterness, and I want to wipe it out with the wind of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to cleanse by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the last point I want to make is this, right? Eat, digest, and? Come on, everybody say, eat, digest.
Assimilate.
Yeah, the key point here is obey when God speaks to you. Assimilate. How to become one? How do you become one? When you eat Jesus, the Word of God, right? When you eat the Word of God, you're digesting it, right? Praise the Lord. But then it needs to be assimilated. The last point is assimilation, to become one. And how do you become one with God? Through obedience. How do you experience God, living God? Through obedience. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, let's read the last scripture. 1 Samuel 5:15-22. Okay? Oh, praise the Lord. Let's read this together. Begin. Oh, to obey is better than sacrifice. Amen. Can you say this to somebody? To obey is better than sacrifice.
Obey is better than sacrifice.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm finished, my friend. I'm finished. To obey is better than sacrifice. What does this mean?
Better than sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah. Bring the sacrifice. Bring the offering. Right? Coming to worship to Him and all this, right? It's a sacrifice, isn't it? And Bible says, obey is better. Meaning, in your life, in your actual life, that circumstance, when you obey God, when you obey the Word of God, that's much better than sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God speaks to you, obey right there, and you will become one. You will experience God. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. We want to eat Jesus by eating the Word of God. And we want to digest. Right? In order to digest, our heart must be good land. Amen? And assimilate through obedience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what? It sounds complicated, but actually it's very easy. Because gospel is very simple gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not complicated. It's very simple. Just eat Jesus. Amen. Just love Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this is what we're going to do now. We want to eat Jesus continuously. Okay? This is what I want to do. I want to encourage you, some of you, what just heard, come out and share. Right? Some of you, you have a burden of the word prophesy. Oh, prophesy. So I will not use that word prophesy. So I will just use share. Same thing actually. Share what you just heard. And what you realize. And as you speak, guess what? There will be anointing. And you'll grow more. Okay? And as you speak, the church, the body of Christ will be edified more. Hallelujah? So what do you think? Is there anybody want to come up and share? Don't be shy. Shy is your enemy. Shyness does not come from God. It comes from the devil.